South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch, Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Well, the nice weather is over, clouds are in, and showers will be arriving this afternoon, right through tonight, into Thursday, and we'll be staying in the 50s. We still have some rain or drizzle on Friday in the 50s. The weekend, not bad. I would say sunny to partly cloudy about Saturday and Sunday, with the highs in the 50s, so at least it won't be raining. Tropical Storm Eta. Intensifying, it's about 175 miles to the southwest of Fort Myers, Florida. 70-mile-per-hour winds. Hurricane watches have been posted for parts of Florida's west coast. We think the storm will continue to move north and then turn northeast, and it could make landfall on Thursday somewhere between Cedar Keys and Clearwater, Florida. So if you have friends and relatives down there, make sure you keep in touch with them. There is another system west of the Windward Islands that's going to pass south of Puerto Rico that could easily become Tropical Storm Iota very shortly. All right, so watching the news can be depressing, but what choice do we have? I mean, if you really want to know what's going on, it's important to keep up with the rest of the nation and, of course, the world. Unfortunately, COVID is back in the headlines, will likely be, until we can really put a lid on it, and that's not going to be soon enough. So on that note, let's change to a lighter topic. Baking for the holidays. You know, I don't cook, but I do like to bake, and I usually do most of it during the holiday season as compared to the rest of the year. My rainbow cookies are usually the biggest hit and the most requested. They are not the easiest cookie to make, although I have it down because I've been doing it now for about 20 years. Second in line, chocolate chip cookies. I could do that with my eyes closed. And number three, it's a recipe from Martha Stewart, and they are raspberry pinwheels. Again, not the easiest to make, but they are worth the time and effort. As we get a little bit closer to the holidays, I will share some of the recipes with you. In the meantime, if you have comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, folks, more than ever now, stick to the rules so this virus doesn't stick to you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.